And when you've been in a hospital for a month and you've missed all the votes, which is your job, I mean, basically you're not able to show up for work, you owe your boss, like anybody else out there who works, an explanation of what's been going on and when you'll get back. You know, it's been reported that he's had 17 and 20 minute conversations with different individuals. So call into a news station for 5 minutes. Put out a short video, and it's not just me. Thomas Massie is asking for the same thing.
All right, everybody. This is getting weirder and weirder. Politicians across Capitol Hill are being asked a very direct question today. Where is Mitch McConnell? Where is the proof of life? Why can't there be a video of Mitch McConnell simply saying that he is fine? Every single Republican politician that has been asked this question on Capitol Hill has decided to run away and not answer at all, which is making the entire situation more bizarre. Senior Republican leadership, senators, staffers, communication officials, everyone who might know what's actually going on has suddenly forgotten how to answer basic questions about the state of Mitch McConnell. Check out Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky being asked about this and walking off desperately.
Senator, can you tell us what you think about McConnell's absence? Do you think he needs to put out a video instead of just a photo? What's your position on the term limits issue? Do you think the McConnell issue says anything about term limits? Hey, Senator, some are saying there should be age limits for members of Congress, given what's going on with McConnell.
I love this reporter, Nicholas Blasi. I like how he asked Rand Paul again the same question. These people shouldn't even be able to have a bathroom break without being asked the very simple question, in a peaceful and respectful manner, where is the senator that is supposed to be representing Kentuckians? Could you imagine in any other job just disappearing for a month, not really any proof of life? And then being able to keep your job, keep having lives in your hands. Mitch McConnell himself and Rand Paul and the people around them have voted against the very same paid leave and sick leave that is now being taken advantage of by Mitch McConnell. Let's watch the second confronting of Rand Paul.
Hey, Senator, some are saying there should be age limits for members of Congress given what's going on with McConnell. Where do you stand on that?
I don't have any questions.
He said the same thing twice in a row. I don't have anything for you. The Republican Party is incredibly non-transparent about what is happening, about everything. How about this? Senator Mitch McConnell's senior communications advisor, Robert Sterer, walked away in the same way when asked if the senator should release a video statement in addition to the photo. Watch him walk off.
Can I ask you what you think about people saying that McConnell should put out a video? Can I ask you what you think about people saying that McConnell should put out a video?
Nicholas Blasi out there putting in the work. Here's a video of Republican Senator Shelley Capito being asked about the term limits.
Senator, do you think there needs to be a mandatory retirement age or just an age limit for lawmakers? People are discussing this. What about term limits? People are discussing it in the context of McConnell being out for so long.
You know, I think all people age differently, and I think we see that in families and businesses and certainly, you know, every phase of it.
Okay. Now, she is right. People do age differently. I've had older family members that remain sharp and nimble into their older years, and people on the opposite end of the spectrum. I would never disrespect or demean somebody just for being old, and I understand there is a differing amount of speeds that older people can go at. However, when you are supposed to be in a position of power where other people's lives are in your hand, there's a very strong argument that you need to be mentally fit and sharp. Airline pilots are forced to retire at the age of 65. It is not for ageism. It is not age discrimination. It's because if you want to be a pilot and you want to fly long routes and have people's lives in your hands, then you must be sharp and mentally fit and up for the job. I mean, I personally want my pilots to be, you know, spry and understand the situation around them. I would make the same argument for senators who have everyone's lives at their hand on a larger scale. If you're a senator from Kentucky, it's on you to make sure the people of Kentucky have what they need, and Mitch McConnell is not doing that. The other question is, what incentive do we think 72-year-old Shelley Moore Capito has to say that there shouldn't be age limits? Well, politicians have the incentive to stay in power as long as they can, and that is becoming the problem in America. The incentive of politicians to stay in power, any means necessary, no matter how old you are, no matter how much AIPAC money it takes, no matter how much selling out it takes. This is the problem with American politics. There's also a problem where America has built a political system where power is being treated like an heirloom instead of something that is earned, something that is voted for, and something that is built from the ground up. We can see a clear through line to Mitch McConnell trying to hold on to power to what's going on right now with Lindsey Graham's sister. We just learned moments ago, Lindsey Graham's sister, Senator Darlene Graham, she's been a senator for like 5 days, she's already making huge decisions, confirms to Sean Hannity that she is going to run for a full term. Again, politics in America, the system is being treated as if it's an heirloom, as if it's inherited, or as if people have an entitlement to it, when in fact it should be earned, it should be voted for. We're going to break all of this down further. If you appreciate this on the Adam Mockler feed, by the way, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We live and we breathe on independent media. We try to push the truth every single day at a time when it feels like these right-wing establishment lies are just drowning everything out. So join the fight. Subscribe below. Let's listen to Senator Darlene Graham.
The president again saying, I hope Darlene does this. Meaning I hope you will get. And here's the filing deadline for people that don't know. And these are just the laws of South Carolina. The filing begins tomorrow. I think you have a week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And by that time, the funerals won't even have taken place.
I know.
And then the president's putting an ask on you. We'll put it that way. It's a lot of pressure.
It is a tremendous amount of pressure.
Tell me what's going through your head about it, and where do you stand now?
I've been praying a lot, talking to my family, but with the love of my family, with the support of his staff, I know I'm a hard worker. I learned that from Lindsey. He cared about the people of this state. I've worked for almost 30 years for the people of this state.
I want to talk about that in a minute.
I feel like I can do it. I feel an inner peace about it. Will it be difficult? Yes, absolutely.
So you're inclined to get in, or have you even made a final decision?
I've made a decision.
You're in.
I'm in.
She is doing it. She is going to run for the full term, try to be a six-year senator. And we have to point out, there was no electoral mandate for Darlene Graham. She was appointed by Governor Henry McMaster to fill the vacancy created by her brother's death. And let me just point out, this is not meant to be disrespectful towards Darlene Graham as an individual. What I've learned about her thus far doesn't lead me to believe she's a bad person, but this seems uniquely opportunistic in this very moment. And I think that once you enter the public sphere, once you're becoming a senator, once you are taking this on, it is absolutely okay to criticize this person and their lack of electoral mandate. She was appointed and pushed through after Donald Trump forced Governor Henry McMaster to do so, and in a system that is already being criticized from being too inundated from voters. Not having a primary process is what the Republicans try to criticize us for after Joe Biden dropped out. They are now ceding that primary process and just appointing a next senator. I mean, they're going to have to vote in November, but this feels very, very weird. She also has a very thin political resume. She has never once in her life held any elected office. Now she's jumping up into a senator position within a week. Even a lot of her supporters say that she is somebody who has stayed out of the spotlight, hasn't been involved in politics in a while. Her professional public background is in rehabilitation counseling and state-level disability services, which I think is a good thing. She's helping disabled people, helping keep them, you know, steady, but at the end of the day, that doesn't make you eligible for federal lawmaking, national security briefings, and like macroeconomic policy making. These are core Senate responsibilities that she is not equipped for, that she is not built up for, and I find that to be quite concerning. Returning on to Mitch McConnell, I want to play for you all this video of Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear addressing the Mitch McConnell situation once again today and demanding that they release anything more, any more video, any proof of life. You know, regarding the first photo that was released, according to Ground News, a lot of social media users were questioning whether the hospital photo was real. Was it AI? This article describes how Senator Mitch McConnell's office released a photograph of the Kentucky Republican with his wife, Elaine Chao, and now people are worried that it may have been fake in some manner. Now, it says digital forensics said there was no evidence the image was AI generated, but people are still speculating. And I want to quickly say, this is why I love Ground News. Ground News gives you the raw breakdown of what is happening, and they don't tell you what to think. It shows you how different outlets are covering the exact same story. Check out this one. It's a story about Mitch McConnell being loaded into a stretcher. Ground News breaks down the partisan bias of each outlet. So Breitbart made an article and they said, reportedly unconscious Mitch McConnell taken by ambulance to hospital where he remains under care. Like a very delicate way of putting it from the right-wing newspaper. Then we have New York Magazine, which says it's left-leaning. They take a little bit of a harder stance and they say, new Mitch McConnell ambulance video adds to health mystery. Then you have a slightly more left-leaning paper that just says it how it is. Here's the latest on Mitch McConnell's health, calls for transparency around it. This is why I love Ground News. It's incredibly helpful to have this context for my job, and whether I'm preparing for a debate or researching for a video, I use these tools to help further my understanding of the space. And at a time when every single news outlet is competing for the craziest headlines, it's nice to be able to break it down. My favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It highlights stories that are receiving heavy attention from one side, but no attention from the other side. So if I go to the blind spot feed, it actually talks about the Darlene Graham story. Look at this. No right-leaning outlets are covering the fact that Darlene Graham was basically just appointed without a primary process, which is the same critique that Republicans had of the Democratic primary that didn't happen in 2024. If you want to try out Ground News and have access to these tools, you can go to ground.news/AM or scan the QR code on screen for 40% off the Vantage plan, which is the one I personally use. One more time, ground.news/AM or scan the QR code and you get 40% off of Ground News. Thank you to Ground News and back to the video. So let's jump into Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear responding directly to Mitch McConnell's absence, his disappearance.
There's still a lot of talk regarding Mitch McConnell's absence from the United States Senate. I know this week you said that the senator should perhaps release a video or two or call into a news station. Some agree with that take, however, some are saying that the senator is owed some medical privacy. So what are your thoughts on the situation? And just checking in again, yeah. Have you heard from the senator since?
I have not heard one thing from Mitch McConnell or his office. And everyone deserves a level of privacy on their health. But when you take on these jobs, when you represent the people of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, you give up some of that. That's just what it is. That's what comes with the territory. And when you've been in a hospital for a month and you've missed all the votes, which is your job, I mean, basically you're not able to show up for work, you owe your boss, like anybody else out there who works, an explanation of what's been going on and when you'll get back. And that's all we're asking for from the senator. You know, it's been reported that he's had 17 and 20 minute conversations with different individuals. So call into a news station for 5 minutes, put out a short video. And it's not just me. Thomas Massie is asking for the same thing. You know, we all want him to be okay. But when you're in these jobs and there's just this rampant speculation all over, just a little bit more to assure people would be helpful.
I can't lie. I love the way that Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear responded in this clip in such a steady-handed manner. He still applies the empathy that he's known for, but he also says, listen, everybody does deserve a level of medical privacy. We can grant that, right? But you also see that medical privacy when you are a senator, a federal senator who has spent the past few decades dragging the country down to the depths of hell. In Mitch McConnell, we see the very same strain of entitledness that we see in the Graham family right now. They don't think that power is earned. They think that you are entitled to it, that you should be given it, and that it's essentially an heirloom that should be passed off from person to person as long as you will defend Israel and continue to defend the war with Iran. It is a very weird, sickening environment created in this country, and it's not even just a Republican thing. They're much more cynical about using the systems to distort them, pervert them, and grab power. Of course, I'll always admit that. But at the end of the day, there are Democrats on our side too who have died in office over the past 2 years and just tried to hand the seat off before they died. It's a very weird system, and we need to make sure this youth underrepresentation is something that is fixed. That is what we push for on the Adam Mockler channel, to have more young people involved in politics. We will always push for that. But to continue right here, under the standing Senate rules, Mitch McConnell actually has to either get the hell out of the way and resign, or send a specific request to Senate to confirm his absence. Read this. Under paragraph 2 of Rule 6 of the standing rules of the Senate, quote, "No senator shall absent himself from the service of the Senate without leave." Rather than communicating through secret phone calls or anonymous sources, McConnell has an obligation to disclose to the Senate the reason for his extended absence and to request permission of the Senate to grant him the privilege of continued absence. Without that disclosure and request, and without explicit Senate approval for his extended absence, McConnell has an obligation to resign, but he is required to make the request under the standing rules of the Senate. Again, power needs to be earned in this country, and if you're not going to use your power to help the people, then get the hell out of the way. These mysterious photographs, these mysterious phone calls need to stop, and the Kentucky governor is right. This is from about a year ago when Mitch McConnell was being pressed about ICE detaining people and murdering people. Not much has changed with ICE, but Mitch McConnell has gotten older. Sense.
My name is Stella. I want to ask, do you support ICE taking working people off the streets and kidnapping them?
The laugh and the wave at the end is always so awkward and kind of funny to me. But other than that, I'm not going to kick a man while he's old and falling down. I will point out, this is in the same area, seemingly, that Rand Paul refuses to answer questions today. Is it just me, or does this look like the exact same area that this is happening in a few years later? Here's McConnell falling. Over and over and over, these older politicians cling on to power in the United States. And you know what point I want to make? It seems like they're trying to make sure the transfer of power that happens is to the same pro-war, neocon ideology that has perverted America for so long. Think about Darlene Graham. Darlene Graham agrees with Lindsey Graham that we need to continue this war with Iran and continue funding Israel. We have politicians that are making sure the handoff to the next person in power is not earned, but is choreographed so that the next person in power isn't somebody who is anti-Israel or anti-war in the way that the American people are. Right now, they are terrified that Thomas Massie is going to run in the Kentucky seat that Mitch McConnell is holding. He could run as an independent. He could subvert the process if Mitch McConnell does pass away or resigns. So Mitch McConnell is clinging on to power so that Thomas Massie can't get in and change the way the rules work. And I am so sick of this infiltration of this type of politics in America. One person who's actually subverted this is Mayor Zohran Mamdani of New York. He was asked today if he will arrest Benjamin Netanyahu, and I thought this was a very brilliant answer by him. You should check out this clip.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was reading your interview over the weekend and wanted to ask you more about your conversations with the your legal department about potentially arresting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I just want to know just what your feelings are when you look at, for example, your administration also reaching out to the prime minister of, the ambassador of Iran, just how you, reconcile the two of being so critical of the Israeli prime minister, but at the same time meeting with the ambassador of Iran.
So I want to first clear up a few things. Our administration did not reach out to the prime minister of Iran. Our administration received a request from the Iranian consulate. And as soon as I heard of that, I made it clear that we are not meeting and we will not meet with the Israeli consulate here in New York City. And when it comes to Benjamin Netanyahu, we're speaking about someone who's the subject of an international criminal court arrest warrant. And he's the subject of this arrest warrant for alleged crimes against humanity, for war crimes, and he's the architect of the genocide against Palestinians in Gaza as Israel's prime minister. These are not facts of my personal assessment, they are facts of public record. And I believe that when someone is charged with an international criminal court warrant, it's something that should be taken seriously, whether it's Benjamin Netanyahu or it's Vladimir Putin or whomever else. What I've also made clear is that my administration will follow all applicable local laws. That is our commitment. That is something that we will follow through on when it comes to an adherence to local law. And that's all I have to add on that.
Thank you. And now we're going to go to Heather from News 12.
Are you looking at arresting anybody else on that list of people who've committed international war crimes?
My point is that if someone is charged with a warrant by the International Criminal Court for these kinds of crimes, that's something I believe that should be.
Very well said from Mayor Mamdani right there. And this is what they're scared of. This is what establishment politicians, mainly on the right, are scared of, but even on the left as well. The establishment was trying to push Andrew Cuomo and even Eric Adams for a bit over Mayor Mamdani because they were scared of him standing up in this exact way. In the same way that Mitch McConnell is scared of giving up power, and in the same way Senator Darlene Graham decided to launch at this opportunity because Donald Trump pushed her to, knowing that she will agree on Israel and Iran. There is a very serious problem with this country that we will continue to call out on the Adam Mockler feed. As always, drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. Thank you to Ground News, and thank you to you all.